to all our those that are gathered for the ministry of Lector. Of course, welcome again, and your families. It's good to have you with us. As people of God, the Word of God is really very important to us. It's the Word that's meant to guide our lives. And today, St. Paul, in his letter to us, to the Philippians and to us, the people of Biloxi, he gives us really a wonderful statement of who we are called to be and what's supposed to be happening in our hearts and in our lives in a very special way. And he says to us, brothers and sisters, if there is any encouragement in Christ, and I have to stop there and just say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's the call to each of us. Yes, Lord. Is there any encouragement in Christ? Any solace in love, so any special blessing in love, any special gift of love in Christ, any participation in the Spirit of God, and we're praying for you especially that the Spirit of God will come upon you, that the Word may truly be at the center of your lives through the ministry of Lector. But it's also an invitation to each of us that the love of Christ really be at the heart of who we are as God's people, who we are as God's beings here. Any compassion or mercy, and letting open our hearts to let the love and mercy of God touch our hearts and fill us. Complete my joy. Now, I don't know about you, but this morning I had to work up to joy. I had to work there. But I got there. Because I started looking at your pictures, each of you, especially. But I also thought about you, our people of God, and knowing the people of God, complete my joy by being of the same mind. And so the question becomes, of whom? Of whom? And it's of Christ, being of the same mind of Christ, united in one heart with Him. Wow. Thinking of one thing. So the Lord was saying to me this morning, there are no problems in the diocese. None. And He's saying to you, there are no problems in your families. None. Because you are of one mind and one heart with Him. And we're called to give all that over to Him. He is the one that's risen from the dead. He's won the victory already. So no matter what's going on, His love is meant to flow in us and to touch our hearts in a way that truly does change us. And so He invites us into do nothing out of selfishness or vainglory, but humbly regard others as more important than yourself. We are servants. You are servants. And you will become servants of the Word in just a moment. But we are servants of one another, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, families and friends, all of us together. We are servants of one another. Looking out not only for our interests, but also for those of others. Have the same attitude as Christ, the same attitude of mercy and compassion and love. All of those words call us into the gospel and the parable of the gospel. The two sons, the one who said yes but didn't go, and the one who said no and went. That describes us really well. I know it describes me very well. I remember in my time in Mexico, I had to listen real carefully when I was asking questions of the people. Now, all of this is happening in Spanish. And the people would, I'd ask them to do some things. And the people would say, sí, padre, yes, father. But there was a kind of yes, father, and a yes, father. So there was sí, padre, and it was, no way, Jose, am I going to do that. And it was also, sí, padre, I'll stand with you in this. Both ways. So I had to listen real carefully. And that's really what this gospel is saying to us. We say to the Lord Jesus, we believe in you, we will follow you, we give you our hearts, we give you our lives, we leave the church, get in our car, and the monster appears. And it's impatience, or it's lack of kindness, or it's lack of whatever. That's really not who he's calling us to be. And he's saying to us, if we say, see, mean it. But he also says to us, if we say no, there's still hope that we can change. And that's what happened to the second son. It was conversion for him. He finally thought about it and he changed his mind. And so we bring it home a bit to all of our children and to all of our youth and to all those that are little ones and children. It's when your parents say, clean your room, please. And you say, yes, mother. And you go right out the back door. Or it's those moments when you're thinking, yes, but you're not going to do it. And then you realize you change your mind and you go. That's what the gospel's about to each of us. And of course, for us as adults, we can all pick an example of something. Our couples, it's those moments when you're talking to one another and you bring up something that happened 5 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. God bless you because you can remember that far back, okay? But it's also a time for us to let stuff go. Remember? Jesus is calling us to be in mercy and compassion with one another and to really let that go. And that starts changing our relationships powerfully. It's a yes that is profound. It's a yes to God that says, nothing can separate me from your love. Nothing. And nothing can separate me from giving your love and sharing your love powerfully. So we pray in a special way during this Eucharist that we may continue to grow in the love of Christ, be filled with his compassion, his mercy, and especially his joy, the joy of the gospel. That's ours. That's the gift to each of us. And so as people of God, let's also pray for Norman and Sean, Mardo and Tyrone, and Earl, we pray for you, and William, pray for you. Robert, we pray for you. And John, we pray for you. That the Spirit of God will come upon you in this ministry of lector, that the Word of God may truly be at the center of your hearts always.